Welcome to episode 32 of Concentrated, the podcast about all the stuff we find cool and interesting as nerds of color. I am your host, Maria, and I am here with Manira.
Hey.
And if you're hearing this in my voice, I'm also here with apparently Robo Eric, who's doing this weird dance thing. Eric, you gonna say hi?
Hi. I'm mimicking your vocal pattern with my robot dance.
How dare you?
Hi, I am Maria.
Because I'm a robot. I hate this episode already. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about fandoms questioning the artist's vision.
How dare you?
Whoa. Okay. But before we do that.
Apparently she doesn't like them questioning the English artist's vision.
Apparently.
How dare you?
But before we get into that, I think it's time for Eric to stop robo dancing and do the news.
I stop my robo dance when I stop feeling the robo rhythm.
Oh my God. Do the fucking news.
News. Got a death. It's a pretty obscure one. Czechoslovakian filmmaker Wojtek Janci. He was 93 years old. He served on the Cannes Committee. He directed a lot of great films and like All My Good Countrymen, which won the Director's Prize at Cannes in 1969. He was 93.
I like the way you pronounced his voice.
Yeah. I'm probably mispronouncing that completely, and if we have anyone in Czechoslovakia who listens to our show, they're probably very upset right now.
I was going to say, did you Google it to make sure that you were pronouncing it right?
Nope,
you
did not. Okay. I did not.
Cool. That's fine. All right.
Well, I pronounced it as a pig-headed American would.
Okay.
Well, condolences to his family.
Sorry about that.
He was 93.
He was 93.
I mean, he was old as fuck, so.
Wow. But I mean, also, if anyone wants to know what Andy Serkis is going to look like when he's an old man, go pull up a picture of this gentleman, because he literally looked like a very happy man who also looks like 93-year-old Andy Serkis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just he made some films, watched a lot of movies.
I'm excited.
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
Moving along to less good news. Mark Wahlberg has been cast in the Uncharted film.
What the fuck?
Here's the thing. He has been attached to this movie for a couple years. He was originally supposed to play the main role of Nathan Drake, which has now gone to Tom Holland. He will be playing the Sully role, which he is not great for. Anyone who's ever played these games would realize that the character Sully is more of a... It's kind of a gruff, like, Robert De Niro-style character who's supposed to be... Not Mark Wahlberg.
Not straight from Boston.
Not Maki Wahlberg. Maki Wahlberg from Boston.
Like,
I don't know. This movie's got good bones.
I mean, hell, Bruce Campbell could have done it better than Mark Wahlberg.
Bruce Campbell's a bit old. Like, if this was the version with Mark Wahlberg as the Nathan Drake character, then yes, Bruce Campbell would have been perfect for Sully.
Oh, yeah, but with Tom Holland being, 12. Yeah. Okay.
Or if they wanted to do this proper.
He's
21. He's like 20, I think. If they wanted to do this proper, like... Keep Tom Holland, but get Nathan Fillion to play Sully. Nathan Fillion is like, if you play any of the games, he's literally Nathan Drake.
You wouldn't have his
who's
baby.
Who's Nathan Fillion?
Nathan Fillion from Firefly and Serenity. And,
I agree with that. He is
a proper swarmy type character. You give him that mustache and boom, he's Sully.
He falls into that camp for me. He looks like, what's his face from Arrested Development? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman,
yeah.
Yeah, like, they look similar to me. They're not like twinsy, but like sometimes I have to look
twice.
No, they
could be related.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely favor each other.
I don't like either of them.
What? Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
Is there something about his face?
Yeah, he's got a punchable face for me.
Well, yeah, that's the best part. He kind of plays...
Is it the best part?
He plays douchey characters that, like, if something bad happens to them, you don't feel it bad, but like... I've watched a lot of Arrested Development. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was Teen Wolf too.
He was perfectly douchey in Arrested Development, and I love him.
He's also really good in Ozark. If you haven't watched Ozark,
I have
really
not
good
watched
on Netflix.
Ozark, yeah. No.
It's kind of like a Breaking Bad almost, but with him. So it's really good.
So I think we've just come to a consensus that anyone, literally, besides Mark Wahlberg, should be playing Sully.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Travis Knight is directing. He did Kubo and the Two Strings. He also did Bumblebee.
So
he's a really good director. I think he's kind of getting pushed I don't know. I don't know how far Mark Wahlberg has been holding on to this project, because he was back when David O. Russell was supposed to direct. He was Nathan Drake.
Well, maybe he should hold on less to this and more to that fucking hamburger chain and making better burgers. Maybe that's his where
brother.
He needs to focus.
His brother likes those making them Wah burgers.
No, but he's
yeah, he's like part owner.
Yeah, he's part owner.
He's getting money off of them. Food's not bad. We had their food when we went to Boston. It's nothing to write home about.
Right. We were more so excited about the waitress.
Yeah.
She was
very
Boston.
Oh, dear God. You guys want some breakfast, eh?
All right. Next story. This is shitty, and I'm ready to move on.
Here from Boston.
All right. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Get out of here, Maki Wahlberg. In further news, well, not news. We've known about this for like a decade now. The Rock will be playing Shazam villain Black Adam, but we finally have a release date for Black Adam. It is December 22nd, 2021. I am not okay with this project. I was okay with it when he was supposed to be the villain, but it feels like they're doing what they did with Venom, where they're taking a bad guy and turning him into an anti-hero, with air quotes that you can't see because this is not a visual media. I don't want Black Adam to be good.
Has The Rock ever played a bad guy?
Yeah. He was the bad guy in The Scorpion King.
Stop.
The first one. He was a bad guy in the live-action version of Doom. Which, he didn't start as a bad guy, but he became the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's played a bad guy before, but like, he very much rocks it up.
Yeah, I don't believe him as a bad guy.
I don't believe him as a straight man, but they've been trying to sell us that forever.
I wasn't going
to
go there.
Went there, literally.
Sorry.
they're married and they're happy.
I'm feeling some kind of way today. Sorry, guys.
I mean, also, like, the character of Black Adam is kind of, he's Middle Eastern, if you want to go there.
But he campaigned for this very hard.
He has for a while, because he was like, oh, I want to play Black Adam because, you know, he's not the good guy, but he's not the bad guy. And he put out this Instagram post saying a bunch of shit about how much he loves Superman.
Okay, but here's the problem. But he is the bad guy. Yeah. Like, yes, I understand.
The bad guy.
I understand that in certain circles, you could potentially, you know, extrapolate that he is not bad, that he has, like, good intentions, but you could have done that with Thanos, right? Like,
yeah.
I was pro what Thanos was doing all day long. Didn't make him not the fucking bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
well, no,
get over it.
Black Adam is very much like another DC villain, Sinestro, where, like,
yes,
his goals are amicable, but, like, the way he goes about it is kind of
completely
bad.
Fucked up.
Yeah, like,
you're bad.
Black Deal Adam cares about the people of Kandak, which is his, you know, fictional Middle Eastern city, whereas Sinestro cares about the care of the universe, but he's doing it in a, you know, kind of Nazi, what I say or I'll kill you.
Look,
way.
Just be a fucking bad guy, all right? Yeah. And if you can't just be a bad guy, let somebody else do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he at Marvel Studios at one point talking in talks with them?
Yeah. I mean, he's been cast as Black Adam since like 2008. No, like 2011. It's been a long time.
No, but I remember him going to Marvel Studios.
Well, I mean, there's no saying you can't double dip. Josh Brolin does it. Everybody kind of does it.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds did it.
Right. I just feel like
James
he wants
Gunn
to be
has done it.
I just feel like he wants to be in
a superhero movie.
Superhero movie.
No, he does. He does.
There's a bunch of other superheroes that he could probably be.
Right.
Or yeah, because he's a fucking bad guy.
Or just
let
be a
Black
bad
Adam
guy.
Be a bad guy.
Yeah. Like, I understand them not making him the bad guy in the first Shazam movie because the character's not ready for that. They mentioned Black Adam a little bit, but, like, bring him in the sequel instead of Mr. Mind. Like, bring in Black Adam, the proper Black Adam bad guy. I mean, the proper Shazam bad guy.
Well, I mean, he can't be The Rock and not have his own.
Exactly. That's the problem. You know, oh, I'm The Rock and I get $20 million a movie and, you know, I'm big in China. So I want to be. He is. The Rock is.
No, I know, but shots fired. Like, I don't know why you need to.
He's big money in China.
I don't want it. I don't need it.
Getting it.
Go sit down somewhere. Rock.
He's not going to.
No. I will be. I am excited about Jumanji though, because that looks funny.
Yeah,
that's like
Jumanji,
stick to your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
do
and
funny
the
movies.
Cruise looks funny. I like it.
Oh, Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. Jungle Cruise does look funny, but this, I don't believe you as a bad guy, and you don't want to be a bad guy.
Don't.
Sit your ass down, Rock.
He's not gonna. He's
gotta
make money.
I would have been happy with this, you know, 2 years ago, or if they announced that he was going to be Black Adam in the next Shazam movie. I don't need a Black Adam solo movie.
Here's the thing. Or if we're going to make villain movies, then let them just straight be fucking villains and stop trying to sell them to me like I should somehow not see them as a villain.
But you didn't like the sympathetic Joker who you're supposed to feel bad for because the world is so mean to him. He's got to shoot people on live TV and everybody loves him in his stupid outfit. That's not the real Joker outfit. The fuck out of here, Joaquin Phoenix.
Whoa.
Fuck out of here, Todd Phillips. I'm done with Joker. I fucking hate it. I don't like the movie. I don't like they're talking about they're making a sequel now when it was supposed to be a one and done. Fuck out of here, Todd Phillips. I don't care how much money you make. Sorry. Rant over.
Ooh.
You good?
That movie is trash.
Bro, you need a hug?
I know it is. We did a whole podcast about
it. Basura.
Yo, we speak in Spanish about it. God damn.
CC. Mita, mita.
All right. Whoa, stop, whoa, whoa. Wait, just
movie
stop.
Is mucho trasho. Basura.
You could have just stopped at basura. All right. Well, do you have any happy stories? Because your news today was butt.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick and Morty is back.
Yeah.
And the Mandalorian is out. Two episodes. So
first off, I always slay queen.
Get on that shit because it's amazing. The Mandalorian makes me very happy as a Star Wars fan.
Lady and Tramp was really good.
There you go. Yeah. Go watch Disney Plus.
It didn't have the song. I saw your message.
No.
Apparently, they have a new
song.
It
did not have the song. The other song, the new song for. Okay, here's the thing. They could have cut that completely. They like the cats didn't need to have a new song. They could have been ridiculous cats and it could have been fine.
And the song didn't slap, did it?
I kind of agree with Corey from The Canopy that they should have just cast the Migos to play the cats.
Oh,
I would have watched the shit out of that movie.
I would have watched the shit out of that.
Yep, just the one cat doing ad-libs.
Yeah.
Siamese!
No, you're not wrong.
Skirt, skirt!
You're not wrong.
I would have been there for that.
Other than that, it was great. It was lovely.
Okay, well, meh. I'll go watch the cartoon with my... Slappy song.
Yeah, go enjoy Disney Plus. There's
Please,
a lot of good shit on there.
The Mandalorian is... Well, first off, don't go into it expecting that every 2 seconds someone's getting killed because that's not what this is.
There is a lot of action, though.
There is action, but they're trying to build a story, and I love it. And
plus, IG-11. IG-11 is amazing.
You mean it's not slow and people need to...
No, it is. It is slow,
it is
but
slow.
It's building.
It's
There's
the
a lot of action scenes.
I want.
Yeah.
Is it slow building and it really needs to pick up or anything like that? No?
Nope. Perfect pace. I'm happy with the pace.
And if you think like Manera, go jump off a bridge.
You haven't? No. Who hasn't seen it yet? Who's waiting for her boyfriend to stay up long enough to watch it? Or she's just going to watch it herself.
I don't know why you
Shots
haven't
fired,
just done that.
But they're Star Wars blaster fires. Pew, pew.
Yeah, IG-11. I'm here for more of
also Taika Waititi
doing that
IG
voice.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's so spot on. So yeah, you know, if you want to wash your palate from that shit show of news that Eric gave us, go watch The Mandalorian. It's great. All right.
Yep. Anyway, that's my news.
But
I mean, I didn't make the news. I just report it.
But you chose it. You could have done.
You could have chosen better stories.
Yeah.
There's not much out right now.
This really?
You want to talk about how they're making another Joker? Because that's a big news thing right now.
You did.
Yeah, and you see where that went.
We didn't ask for it. You
I didn't,
threw it in there.
It's sure been in my face just... all week, and it makes me want to fight people because of how much they love this fucking Joker.
Well, there
hashtag
were a couple...
not my Joker.
Oh, well, wait. You could have talked about how Coach launched a Star Wars line. Like
that
limited edition that was secret and they didn't advertise. You could have talked about that.
No, because I'm done with Coach. I signed up for their shit to see the price of these things, and I've gotten 13 emails in 24 hours.
That's why they had you
Coach,
sign up for it.
Yeah.
Nope, you're losing my shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'll go and buy a cheap bag that doesn't cost $200.
Well, it was on the outlet store, so it was supposed to be quote unquote cheap.
It is a cheap bag in the outlet store. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why Naruto got the for real Coach shit, but Star Wars got
because they had
the
a celebrity behind it.
I feel like Star Wars is a big enough celebrity on its own.
Right. It doesn't
It is. And they can sell a lot more. Whereas you get Michael B. Jordan, who is a celebrity, advertising for something that is less known because not everyone knows Naruto or Naruto. However you want to say it. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Whereas everyone knows Star Wars. Like you come out the womb going pew pew.
That's
lightsabers.
True, but I don't. So that makes me think, why did they do this so secretive? Like,
here's,
we were just on Facebook and
listen,
I found it.
Yeah.
Here is the bottom line. Coach, you're not fooling anybody. Your outlet bags are made for the outlet, and it is clearly a different quality than your regular store bags.
Yeah.
And the fact that you reduce Star Wars to your bullshit outlet bags.
Yeah, also, some of them are
ridiculous.
Not that great to look at. Like, some of them are literally just a plain Coach bag with, like,
right,
Star
with
Wars
some,
patches
yeah,
on them.
Yeah,
that's
they,
the outlet.
Yeah, that's
like,
what they
do,
do with the outlet.
I can do that at home and say that I paid $300 for this bag.
That's
are you
what
gonna?
They do with the outlet.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like something visually unique, yeah. Like the Naruto stuff is visually unique. Mm-hmm. That not so much.
So this was just a cash grab, basically.
Yes, probably.
I mean, most of what Star Wars puts out.
Listen, all I'm saying, Eric, is that next week for the news, we need you to do better than that crap you gave us today.
I don't make the news; I just report it.
Well, maybe you should make some news.
You need to pick that. I give you a bunch of things. Pick better.
Yeah. Choose better. I have spoken.
Don't you quote the Mandalorian? Don't you Nick Nolte me, motherfucker? I said that's the news.
Did you like how I slipped that in?
I have spoken.
Oh, so you would just want to be the one.
I
can do it
because I had something to say I have spoken about. I have spoken. Continue.
I have spoken.
No, you don't get to do it.
You don't get to do it.
You need to watch the show. You don't get to.
I like Lamp.
Go watch The Mandalorian. I have spoken.
I concur. All right. So during the pre-production for this episode, I wanted to come up with like some scenarios where I'd heard a fan theory, which I would have rather wanted to see that than what the director or the writer had done. So like some of the fan theory stuff around what should have happened in Fantastic Beasts, for example, some of it was actually cooler than what they put on screen.
I know y'all probably got all the opinions about that.
So like... Do you guys feel like you have an example of that, like off the break, like just something that you're like, oh,
Game of Thrones.
Oof, good one. So
Fuego take.
But I feel like I know that there have been times when I myself have been disappointed in a direction, Game of Thrones, of a show or a movie went, and I thought like I could have done it better. That aside, overall, like, Eric, where do you stand on fans feeling as if they know the source material better than the artist?
This is not going to be a popular opinion, but I think most of the time fans should shut the fuck up. I say that as a fan.
I was getting ready to say. Oof. You telling yourself to shut up or not?
Some days I think like, oh, it could have been better had they did this or had this character died. But again, I'm not making those decisions. I'm watching what the creatives put out, good or bad. So sometimes fans should just shut the fuck up.
I feel like, okay, with this, you didn't ask me.
No, but I was going to ask. That was not the answer I was expecting. But no, I was going to ask you the same question. Like, where do you stand on it?
I do stand on the fact that we can have our own opinion. I don't know that we need to go as hard as bombing someone, the creators on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't, like, Damon Lindelof is a prime example. After Lost, a lot of people didn't like it. To fairness, I didn't watch Lost because the first episode, I was like, I don't know if they know what they're doing. And I noped out of that. But
most people had that same opinion until about season 3. And they're like, what? I don't know, whatever.
Right. I then saw The Leftovers. Beautiful. And I wanted to tell him, thank you so much. This, you get depression. This is what it looks like. This is what loss looks like to me. And I appreciate what you've done. I couldn't because everyone and their mother thought that they needed to bomb him on Twitter so much that he is not on any social media whatsoever.
I get that. But I also like... I haven't seen The Leftovers, but I know it is based off of a book. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he went past the book.
He did.
I assume because the book is not a very big book.
Right.
And I know they went on for what, 4 seasons?
It was 3.
Yeah. So I'm assuming at some point he diverged pretty heavily from the book and fans did not like that.
No.
You know.
That's the thing. I feel like with The Leftovers, had he come back to Twitter, he would have seen that people got him and understood what he was doing with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. There's always going to be, you again, especially with creative things, you can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time. There's going to be shitbags. But the problem is there's more of them yelling at you, yeah, than the people that are very sincere and happy with the product that you put out. Flaws and all, some people will still be happy with the product.
I feel like you can have your opinion. I just don't think you should carpet bomb and listen, as much as I want to be up in D&D from the Game of Thrones Twitter, Instagram, their house, their children's games, all of that.
So that's not you leaving those flaming bags of poop on their doorsteps?
Yeah, no, it's not. I want to, and I need to pay $5 to the person that I got to do it. Allegedly.
So along that vein, mm-hmm, do you guys feel like there is a clear-cut line that fans should not cross?
Yes.
What is that line?
Threatening the lives of people involved in things and generally just insulting them for their participation, like they did with what's her name from Star Wars?
Yeah. Rose.
Rose, yeah.
Yeah.
That poor
She
thing.
Had nothing. She didn't write the lines. She performed what they told her, and her character's not that bad.
No.
Listen.
We've had worse characters in Star Wars.
I don't like what they did with her character.
Sorry, but, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
But going back to Jar Jar Binks, you know that guy was suicidal after their episode one came out.
Oh my God! No, I did not.
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Like he's better now, but like he literally was very suicidal. He was depressed. He thought the whole world hated him because of the backlash from episode one.
Spoiler alert to one of our other topics when we get into it. Why I don't fuck with Star Wars that much.
He had the worst experience, and like
that's terrible.
They had to basically convince him to come back and like reprise the role of Jar Jar in episode 2 and 3. Just to do the vocal stuff because he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I think they could have just fixed that by making him a Sith Lord, but whatever.
I hate everything. Theory.
You really?
Yeah.
Why?
It makes no sense, and it goes back to the whole like what do you call it? The
I think it makes some sense.
It makes no sense. I hate it. I like Jar Jar for who he is as a character. I know a lot of people hate Jar Jar, but like he was Anakin's friend as a child. And even looking through episode 2 and 3, he continues to be Anakin's friend. But like saying that he's, you know, oh, he's a Mr. Magoo style character who's just playing it up and secretly is a secret genius and a Sith Lord. You're pulling strings from a lot of empty places.
I love Mr. Magoo.
Or you're giving the character a completely different spin that nobody considered. Like, I don't think it's such a terrible, like, leave it the way it is or don't make him a Sith Lord. Like, I think either way can definitely work.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could take that with any character in Star Wars. You could be like, oh, well, what if such and such was actually a Sith Lord?
I don't know. I feel
Lord?
Like there are some characters that you can't do that with.
I mean, you can't do it with a droid because a droid has no recollection.
Can't do it with Chewie.
But, oh, you definitely could do it with Chewie.
You could not. Chewie has done nothing but good things.
Chewie is 900 years old.
So this is the Star Wars podcast?
Sorry.
I'm just saying. I don't like that theory. And
it's coming, but you guys can hold off. Put a pin in it.
Eric's being a bitch.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's just mentioned Jar Jar Binks, like I specifically, that is one of my biggest like peeves with the Star Wars community and the biggest thing about toxic fandom.
Yeah.
That man wanted to kill himself
because that's just not
people did not enjoy his role.
But this, what you all were doing, that's appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. Going to an actor, the production, or the director, creator, writers, I don't think that. Listen, if they do a town hall, then you can tell them no.
No, I mean, yes, but man, can you imagine how quickly that could go?
You mean the ones that Game of Thrones, Dan and the other
D&D. Let's call him D&D.
The one that they did where they basically said we had absolutely no idea what we were doing and we got overwhelmed, so we just did this really quickly so that we could get past it. You mean that?
Where they finally know about
that. Yeah. They're fucking hubris, man. I hate them so fucking much. But I would never
that got dark quick.
No. Because here's the thing. You knew that George, if I know that George isn't going to write the books, you fucking knew that George wasn't going to write the books. So you took this on. HBO gave you all this time. You could still be doing it.
Yep.
Until you figured it out.
Yep.
Also, don't take magic out of a fucking magic movie. Fuck you. We didn't get. No.
So this is the Game of Thrones podcast?
Sorry. No, but I do that to people. I would never do that to them unless it was a town hall and we were allowed to ask them questions. That is the only time I feel like it's acceptable.
Okay. So along that vein,
And even then, when you go to like a town hall like that, you don't just get up and go, you should kill yourself.
No. Yeah, no.
Because fans will be quick to tell someone they should kill themselves of their role in something. Ahmad Best is the gentleman's name who plays Jar Jar Binks, and he's only done a couple of other roles. Also, he's a pretty big musician in Europe.
Okay, but here's the thing along that very insightful Game of Thrones moment. I think that it also depends on the fandom, and it's been touched on twice here. So, like, do you guys believe that there are fandoms that will just never be content with what is produced no matter what? Because these two fandoms that we're talking about right now, to me, clearly fall into that bucket.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I mean, Star Wars, as part of that fandom, I can admit it's one of the worst fandoms in the world. But this Game of Thrones thing, it morphed into some ugly business. And at the end of the day, yes, they came out and they admitted what we all knew, which was that they were rushed.
They didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, they didn't know what they were doing. They just wanted to finish it and rushed it. But even if they hadn't, even if they had gone on 4 or 5 more seasons, do we really believe that people would have actually been content?
No, I feel like I would have been content as that is the TV version and we will never get what George wrote.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I would have been content had they, like, spoilers, the Daenerys thing where she kind of goes crazy, air quotes, like, had that been teased through previous seasons. Like, right. they tease it as, you know, she had a temper. Yeah, she has a temper. She has dragons.
Right.
She's a
very powerful woman. All people have tempers.
But, like, this whole, oh, she went crazy in the last 3 episodes? Fuck you.
Or the fact that Cersei died holding her brother and worrying about a fucking baby. That was... Cersei burned down the fucking sept because they embarrassed her over things that she did already. Like, you were doing that shit and somebody found out and told everyone about it. And you burned down one of the most sacred things because fuck them. And I want them off the planet.
And her brother paralyzed the little boy.
Cersei would never have cowered down in the bottom of a place. Cersei would know how to get out of there, first and foremost.
Yeah, secondly, they did their best to try to make it sympathetic to her character.
Her last thing would not be, but the baby. Yeah, no, her last thing would be, how am I getting the fuck out of here? How are you getting me the fuck out of here? That's what Cersei would have done.
Yeah, don't hug me, bitch. No, find a way out.
Are we dying like this?
Hey, Maneer, you need
sorry, no,
yeah, I mean, I think you can just sum it up with her character specifically, like, but what about the prophecy?
Right.
That's it. All, nothing about how she ended went with the rest of the prophecy.
No.
The end. So it's clearly, y'all didn't even remember.
It's almost as if someone wrote it who didn't know have any idea what they were doing.
Right.
It's almost like that. Yes.
Oh, I hate them so much.
To go back to Game of Thrones, though, I feel like Game of Thrones got such a ravenous fandom because it came out of nowhere very quickly.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, we've had Star Wars since 78. So at the same time, you have a whole new generation of Star Wars fans since, you know, a lot of them that were born when the prequels came out and a lot of newer ones that are born when the new trilogy started. But you still have their boomer-ass parents who were there at 78 seeing it in the theaters who think that they fucking own it. Oh, we can't have a woman in charge. We can't have a black guy doing anything.
So basically gatekeeping.
Yeah.
I think Star Wars and Star Trek, quite honestly, are the biggest culprits of gatekeeping. They're definitely not the only ones that do it.
Star Trek gets a little bit better because while there are asshole fans who treat it like it's theirs, but like Star Trek, the true fans understand the meaning of Star Trek and how the whole thing is based around unity and the fact that we have the Starfleet because worlds and civilizations came together as one.
Yeah.
The real Star Trek fans get that. So like when you watch documentaries about Star Trek fans, they're very open and they're very loving. But of course, like with any fandom, you have some general assholes.
Yeah. Star Wars is just on a whole nother level by itself.
Yeah.
I think that as time continues to pass, Potter could become as bad as Star Wars. It's
especially
bad now.
If fucking J.K. Rowling keeps talking.
Somebody just close that woman's Twitter account. But
she's not on Twitter anymore.
Thank God.
Good.
She might be on Instagram though.
Just stop. But you know, I think it's going to end up being a similar thing to the Star Wars thing, where you're going to have the people that read it originally, and it's timeless, and it's going to keep going, and you're going to get new fans, and the old fans are going to gatekeep. I mean, well, it happens today, right?
Yeah, people who were grown ass adults in the '90s when the first book started coming out.
Yeah,
me. You know, I read it very differently than people who were like reading it as 12 or 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but then now you have people who are still reading those original books because they have the new series. I wouldn't say trilogy because it's supposed to be 5 movies, but still, they're going to be their interpretation of Harry Potter.
Right.
So let's switch gears for a minute, right? Because we know fans ain't shit.
Skirt, skirt.
That's
the gear shift sound.
That's a skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was
Lambo.
Stop. Right there.
Hey.
No, 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 no. You don't get to do that. I've spoken.
I want Migos to stop.
Don't
it.
You make me.
I want Migos to come on here. Don't make fun of them.
Oh my gosh. Can either of you name a time though that you didn't agree with what the other fans are saying and you actually felt like the artist got it right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say when the artist got it wrong. No. I was going to talk about Joker some more.
There's lots of times that the artist that we, you know, the artist that actually got it wrong. But are there times that you feel like there's all of this uproar with the fandom, but the creator or the artist actually got it right, in your opinion?
Last Jedi.
Really?
Yep. I love Last Jedi, casino scene and all. I trust Rian Johnson. He's one of my favorite filmmakers. And even the fandom is split 50-50 with people that love Last Jedi or people that hate it. And usually the people that hate it are people who are old-ass Star Wars fans that think right. everything needs to revolve around Luke Skywalker, and we're not happy with the way that Luke Skywalker is portrayed.
Do you have one? Because I'm going to come back to yours in a second. Do you have one?
I love The Cursed Child.
Really?
Yes. Because Harry should be a shitty parent.
Absolutely. He's a shitty person.
He's the shittiest of people.
He's a shitty person, and he's never actually been loved by two parents. No one's really taken the time to show Harry what a parent is. Of course, we had Molly, but people weren't really letting Molly love him and coddle him because he was essentially being raised to
die. Right, right.
So there was no need for that. But now that he didn't die, how is he going to know how to be a parent to a child that, in a sense, is like Harry?
Especially and growing up with the fucking...
Growing up
with the Dursleys you know, their terrible parenting examples. Well,
I mean, that's... Fuck Dumbledore. Because, he didn't need to be with the Dursleys.
He did
not. I get it. The love, protection and all that for Petunia. But still... You knew those people were horrible. Minerva told you that. She watched them for a whole day. A fucking day, and she knows
she got that out of
horrible?
A single day.
Why would you leave him with them?
Because he's the worst character in the series.
Right. So, yeah, no. I loved their interpretation of Harry. I really do.
I love both of you right now because I think that the two examples that you guys have given are stellar examples. On the Last Jedi front, like... I just want to add that at the end of the day, just about anything Star Wars created, I'm going to love because you're giving me another glimpse into this universe that I love. And it's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Like, we can joke about Jar Jar Binks. If they're on, I'm still going to sit and watch them to this day, regardless of how much I don't like that particular character. Or, you know, in the second one, like, I may not, what's his face, Christensen, like... His acting was a little suspect, but you know what? I don't even care because it's another glimpse into this universe that I love. Keep giving them to me. And then...
Well, he's not a great actor, and I don't think he had the best thing to work with, especially with the prequels. Like,
yeah.
The prequels, when you watch them, are 100% George Lucas, basically... Unchained. No right. one telling him he's having a bad idea. Unlike the original trilogy where it was directed by multiple people and there were multiple writers, the prequels was just George Lucas. He had made billions of dollars with Star Wars before and he was like, I want to make these movies. I'm going to write and direct them and I'm going to have final say. Sometimes you need to step away. Sometimes you need someone to come and tell you, this is okay, but this isn't the best. We can do this better.
Yeah,
no one told George Lucas that.
Yeah.
Don't even care because you're giving me more of my friends in this universe that I love. And so like when you get to Last Jedi, I thought Last Jedi was phenomenal. There was nothing about that movie. Even with the casino scene, I felt like it was a little wonky, but I'm like, this is for the kids. They had to give something in this movie for children.
No, it's completely...
And that casino scene is for the kids.
It's completely tacked on as an extra story bit so that your other characters like Poe and Finn... And Rose have something to do. You introduce this new character who's going to be a main character. We need to give them a B story.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the B story.
We're
perfectly
to flesh
fine
them
with
out,
that.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like fucking Empire Strikes Back. You have Luke who's going to train with Yoda, but at the same time, you have to have all the Cloud City stuff. That's your B story.
B story might have been better than the A story in that case, but whatever. I think that was a great example. And then Cursed Child, 1,000%. I have not got to see the show yet. Hopefully that will happen in the near future. But in reading the script, I Exactly.
Yeah.
Like he's a shitty parent. He should be a shitty parent. And these kids have issues. And you know what? Yeah, you've got this. I get it. Like, when did, you know, Lestrange have a chance to have a kid with Voldemort? Okay, whatever. I get that.
I don't
that,
care.
But and that's my point. But I don't care.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Listen.
I didn't know that part of the story.
That script has been out.
I haven't read any of it.
I thought you have it. Nope. We had a book club, and I swear to Jesus that you were in it.
I am. No, I'm in the book club. I haven't read that book. I haven't read the script or anything.
Well, you've got till December. Get yourself you got until January. Get yourself together.
I was like, the only thing happening in December that I need to get myself together for is Rise of Skywalker.
I mean, but you could read
Harry Potter.
There's no book for Rise of Skywalker. You can
isn't
read.
There.
Anyway,
Eric, just read the book.
I don't have time.
Yes, you do.
Really? What don't you have? Because weren't you just like, what, 2-3 episodes back talking about how it was cuffing season and you were getting cuffed and you have nothing but time on your hands?
Did you get cuffed?
I go to the gym a lot.
Are you
uncuffed? I watch a lot of TV.
So maybe you uncuffed, ain't it?
I am uncuffed in it.
All right,
well, then
it's
not, you've got ain't time.
It. Get your British slang right.
You've got time to read the damn book.
It's disrespecting Top Boy like that.
Shut it, Eric. All right.
Roadman Dem, isn't it?
Hey, shut it until I ask you this question.
Man needs food, isn't it?
Stop it.
Oh, I hate him so much. But I am curious because, I mean, obviously we all love comics, but, you know, you admittedly are on a whole nother level with it. Do you feel like there are instances?
Big up reading.
Oh, but you won't read Cursed Child. Thanks for
that's another thing that I have, that I have a lot of comics to read.
Whatever. Look, do you think that there are instances where a film director has missed the mark completely on a comic book character? And don't say Joker. We already know that one.
I've said enough about Joker.
Right.
Yes. How many you want? Because I got lots of them.
How many you got?
Yeah. Let's see where this goes.
I'll start from the top. One of my favorite characters from the 90s, not so much these days, Spawn. The Spawn movie is trash. Garbage. Basura.
You're not wrong. Okay.
Reckons the doo-doo.
No, I did like John Leguizamo as the clown,
that's not
though.
How that works.
That was, I think, like, that was the only highlight of that movie, was John Leguizamo as
the
clown.
He, I don't know, he hams it up a little bit.
I know.
One, the movie was not ready for the special effects they tried to do.
It wasn't. That's probably the biggest part of it.
The cape looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks like he has liquid diarrhea flowing from his chest when he pulls out his cape. Okay. Someone was like, oh, let's make it alive, but also make it a cape, and it looks gross.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, Spawn is the biggest one, because I used to be a massive Spawn fan. I think they should have ended it with issue 100. They have recently just put out issue 300. I have not gone back.
Right.
McFarlane messes it up on his own.
You could be reading Cursed Child, so you have time.
Another one, Steel. I love the character Steel from the Superman stories. Mm-hmm. I do not like the Shaq movie. Right. No one likes the Shaq movie.
I forgot that movie was even made.
Right. It has nothing to do with Superman.
It's terrible.
It's got Shaq, which... That's strike number one. His armor looks like rubber. I could make better out of foam.
Hey, you better watch it, though, because if Shaq hears this, he's going to let you know that he's got rings and you can Google him.
Mm-hmm. Google me, Eric. You can see my Shaq. Twiz him all day. I want to make a battle rap about you.
Oh, my God.
Steel is the best superhero movie.
I'll just ask him, like, so what's it like hanging out with the general?
He's kind of a dick in person. He always wants to drive small cars.
Okay, stop it. Stop it, Eric. What's your next one?
I totally fit into a convertible.
Will you stop?
Google me, Maria. Count the rings, Chuck.
What is your next one, Eric? Jesus.
What's my next movie?
No. Not a Shaq.
Can I do the whole podcast?
No, you cannot do the whole podcast.
I'm
going
to go to the general and get some time.
Oh, my God.
No. Do you have another one?
I mean, I can give you some future ones. Bloodshot looks terrible.
Okay, well, hold the thought on the future ones. Mm-hmm. Muneer, I want to ask you.
Muneer, what's the time some people have missed the mark?
No, that's not the question, bitch. Let me do my job. What aspect of the Potter films were you most upset that didn't get reflected from the books?
Okay, so Goblet of Fire, basically all of it.
Do you not like the fact that people stand Severus Snape so much?
That's not where I was expecting you to go.
Really?
Because he's a problematic character.
No.
You shut up, Eric. Shaq, I mean, whoever you are.
I wanted to see Hermione's battle for the house elves. I wanted to see a lot of that.
The fact that they completely cut that out.
Yeah, listen, if you were going to make something a long movie, that's the movie you were going to make a long movie.
Yeah.
Goblet of Fire should have been two movies.
It should have been.
Because there's a lot going on.
It's so much going on.
It's still my favorite book and favorite movie, it should have been two movies.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that. They spent too much of the movie focused on Harry's bitch ass.
Well, the story of Potter fandom right there.
You're not wrong.
In one fell swoop. So wait, so that's your one? Because I would have expected that you'd have much more issue with Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, that's snooze fest.
Because the book is so good and the movie is so trash.
But a lot of it is basically okay. All right, let's level. We all know that they don't want us to hate Harry.
Right.
We're going to hate Harry if
they do the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm listening to MuggleCast, mm-hmm. and they are doing a reback on
Shout
Order
out to MuggleCast
because
they stay on it with the Potter stuff.
Hold on.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait.
I don't think Munira enjoys MuggleCast very much.
No. I do.
They have really... It's thoughtful. The problem with MuggleCast is, and I appreciate it, they want you... I think to challenge them because some of the takes that they take on like Potter fandom is like, what the fuck are y'all thinking?
Yeah.
But then when you'll like listen to the comments and stuff and hear them kind of defend their points, it's like, okay, well I don't agree with you, but I can understand now why you.
Yes.
So
they are pro Harry being whiny and tell me and all of this stuff when it should be, you are a child. A child just died. Maybe keep that into perspective and that these adults have your best interest. And they might be trying to do things to keep you safe.
Right.
So your friends not speaking to you isn't because they hate you. It's because maybe a Death Eater is following what we're doing.
Right. Yep.
They killed a child who had nothing to do with this.
And didn't need to die.
You mean absolutely everything to it. Sit down, shut up, and let us do this. And then we'll tell you about it.
It's the equivalent of that South Park episode where that doctor came in with the new revolutionary way to deal with ADHD.
Yeah.
You smack the fuck out the kid and say, sit down and shut up. That's what Harry needed in his life.
Yeah, I get it. And it all goes back to Dumbledore not really putting a good support system around Harry. Mm-hmm. Harry doesn't have parents. You know that. You know the Dursleys are not going to parent him well. He is a child. He does have questions. I get that.
Right.
But you can't keep some things from him. Give him some nuggets, but you don't need to tell him everything.
Listen.
You don't.
It's the difference between... this world obviously having some Dr. Spock ass mentality for how you raise kids and how people of color raise kids.
Yeah.
Because if Harry was a little brown boy, somebody would have just told him, sit down and shut the fuck up. And we'll tell you what you need to know, child.
Right. Grown people are talking. You don't, all of this does not need to be in your brain. You don't need to tell Hermione. You don't need to tell Ron. Right. None of you need to know. I'll tell you what you need to know.
Yep.
Also, if Dumbledore isn't talking to you, it might be a good reason. It's not all, well, Dumbledore must hate me or I did something wrong or something like that. No, it's probably a good reason while Dumbledore is separating himself from you.
Yeah.
I was confused about the Spocks. I was thinking Leonard Nimoy.
No. There was a series of books that came out in the late 80s or it's like mid to late 80s. This guy was like, Dr. Spock teaches you to parent. And there's like a whole generation, well, a lot of millennials actually, whose parents read that book and they're like, oh, I'm supposed to care about every thought that pops into my kid's brain. And this is like, I understand like the disciplinary parts of it. Like, hey, maybe you shouldn't smack the shit out your kids, but it's also like, hey, you need to value your child's opinion. And it's like, their brain isn't even fucking fully formed. I'll value what I think I need to value. And they need to sit down and shut the fuck up. So it's, you should look into it. It's interesting.
No, I'm good. I don't have kids.
But
all right. Mm. Okay.
Also, if you want a couple more shitty superhero movies,
We came back to you, didn't we?
Both of the Ghost Rider movies.
Ooh.
And Green Lantern.
Ooh.
completely missed the mark on all three of those. And if you want to get a little more indie, Tank Girl misses the mark, and so does Barbed Wire. I love Tank Girl, but not as an adaptation of the comic.
Of course I do.
Barbed Wire is terrible.
Oh, I know it is.
I'm not going to judge you there. Is this, you know, this is one of those, Munir, you're so pretty. It's one of those moments.
I love Barbed Wire.
No, that movie is bad.
So now let's look at it from another perspective, because I'm all about perspectives today, right? Have either of you thought an artist had it wrong, but then you saw the finished product and it changed your mind?
I was going to say, you can go first if you want.
No, I'm thinking. When have I ever been like, I don't think so, and then been like, you know what?
You know what?
Was I in Vogue?
Yep. Hot take, Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Wait, but you just said they both sucked and they were wrong.
They both suck. But if you look at it like not connected to Marvel or anything like that, but look at it as a Nicolas Cage movie, Ghost Rider 2 is better than Ghost Rider 1. Especially you have Idris Elba doing a very bad French accent. And at one point, Ghost Rider pisses fire.
I'm Manera. So can you, because I don't even know what the hell that just was.
You don't like Idris Elba talking like this.
He said Marvel and I was like, no, I love everything Marvel does. No, that's not true. I stood in line to see Ant-Man like this.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
So did someone else on this podcast.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I remember that because you and I were like, well, we got to see it.
Right.
And then we walked out and we were like, that was amazing. I'll see it
again. Right. It's, yeah.
It should be an episode called Eric Was Right. Because
it'll be a real short episode.
I was like, no, it's going to be a long episode. I'm very rarely wrong when it comes to things of entertainment.
Well,
most other life things, yeah, you could tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, here is, I think, what the issue was for me, especially with Ant-Man. I like Paul Rudd, but I don't see Paul Rudd as any superhero ever. Mm-hmm. And so without really understanding the direction that they were trying to go in, I'm like, this is a bad casting. This isn't going to work out. And then you see the movie and I'm like, oh, yeah, no one else could have played this role but Paul Rudd. Yeah, like, it was perfect.
If they had cast him as Hank Pym, that's bad casting.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. But
casting him as second Ant-Man, Scott Lang is much better.
Yeah, but I mean, what I knew of Scott Lang from the comics, he wasn't like super jovial or jokey or
no.
And that was what my issue was with the casting, that I'm like, okay, well, he looks the part, but Paul Rudd is known for being more, you know, doing more comedic stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't see how this is going to work.
Right. You didn't see him in the 1999 masterpiece Gen Y Cops, where he speaks Chinese for most of the movie.
And go kill yourself, Eric.
He has feathered hair with some highlights in it. It's amazing.
I have not seen that.
It is the sequel to Gen X Cops, a Chinese action film. Ugh. Check that shit out.
Ugh.
Don't wanna. Is it on the Plex?
No.
Okay.
It could be, though.
No.
So I feel that way about the first Fantastic Beasts movie. I was not as excited. Like, with our on the spectrum ass Newt Scamander.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw, like, the first preview, I was like, this isn't going to be good. Like, of course, I'm going to go see it because it's a Potter film, but eh. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, I love it. So I think that was one for me.
I was the like, people that don't like that, I enjoy that one more. Well, all right, so spoiler alert. I like the second Fantastic Beasts.
Better than the first?
I think so.
I can agree there. I like Newt Scamander in those films.
I don't like Newt Scamander. Of everything in the films, I like him the least. And it's not his fault. And I think we've talked about this before. Clearly, his behavior mimics that of someone on the spectrum, and I just wish we would acknowledge that.
Well, again,
because I think it's much more powerful.
In the 1920s.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it is. But even if you just say something like, you know, he's peculiar. peculiar, and they don't really do that.
They do that from time to time, especially when you compare him to his brother.
I don't think they do it enough, I just think that they needed to do it more, because that's a point. That's a point of seeing yourself on screen. Mm-hmm. You know, similar to like that story that went around about the kid that saw that was on the spectrum and saw Drax and was like, he gets me. Mm-hmm. I think that it would have been nice to do that. I think the second one is better than the first, but my problem was it felt like they put a lot in it that I wish they would have fleshed out a little more. That was my only issue. But
you still have three more movies.
Yeah, but they're, I mean, yes, but even just some of the things that happened in that movie, like, can we get like maybe 5 minutes more of this scene and, you know, 2 minutes less of that scene?
I feel like.
But overall, I do think it's a better movie.
Well, the problem with those is they are technically children's films, and they don't really want to put the effort into it to. Like, they realize that at 2.5 hours, it's a lot for a kid's film.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a kid's film. I think that's their Marvel big
films
mistake.
Are usually scraping that 2.5 hours, and even Endgame was 3 hours. It's a lot for kids.
But again, I think that's the problem. I think that Fantastic Beasts Off the Break is a more grown-up story, and it shouldn't be for kids anyway.
I feel like the first one was for kids. Okay. Here's the thing.
The first one does a really good job at like universe building.
Mm-hmm. I think we're getting lost in the Dumbledore story.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that the first one was about the beasts and where to find them and all of that good stuff. This one was a Dumbledore story. And that's fine. I want to see more about Dumbledore and Grindelwald. But I also want a beast movie. So if you could separate them and do two movies...
Which I'm amazed they haven't done. Like,
I
understand them keeping Newt Scamander as kind of the main protagonist, but like at a certain point, you're the guy that's just there because everything's happening around you.
Yeah,
right.
This isn't your story anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not. And so, I feel like it should, because I want that story.
Yeah. So do you guys feel like there are any other examples of a time that you thought it was going to be shit, and then once you saw the finished product, it was actually quite enjoyable?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And this is it's a weird one because it is probably my favorite guilty pleasure movie. Real Steel. You ever seen Real Steel with Hugh Jackman? Where it's a lot of people describe it as Rock'em Sock'em Robots the movie.
No, I didn't bother with that.
Here's the thing. I went to hate see it in the theater, and by the end, I fucking love that movie. Yeah. I will watch it every day of the week. It's one of those movies that like I don't watch a lot of sports movies, but it gets everything right on 100% of the levels for me.
Pacific Rim.
Oh, I knew Pacific Rim was going to be amazing off the break. GDT.
Right. No. I went in it and I went on a GDT. Date. Please stop. I went on a date and no, it wasn't a date. I went with my friends and, well, it was kind of a date. And
so, yeah, because did you go with...
No, I didn't. I went with, shout out to Bobby, shout out to Colleen.
That's
and
right.
To,
that's right.
Courtney.
Okay. Yep.
And my sister, now. Danya. We all went and saw it. And I just went because Danya really wanted to see it. And I mean, it kind of looked cool, but I was ready for it to be meh.
Right.
Walked out of there crying. It was amazing.
Fucking right it was.
It was amazing.
Too bad you can't say the same for the second one.
Well,
but I agree with
and
you.
That yeah. angers me, it makes so, me so much. Mad.
Yeah.
I sat in that movie so pissed. From and beginning to
yeah.
end.
The second one is bad for a number of reasons, and I could go on a technical rant as to why it's bad, but story as well is bad.
I got another one. Back to the Star Wars universe. Everybody was like, Solo was going to be shit. And then I saw Solo, and
Solo
I actually really
fun.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
So, did you see Solo? Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were sipping like y'all are just wrong. I didn't realize you hadn't seen it.
No, I didn't want to see it. So no, I have nothing to give.
It's super fun. It's one of those things that you could watch.
Yeah, but I feel you could
turn on a Saturday afternoon and watch it and be like, huh, yeah, that was great.
This is actually entertaining. Yeah. But the thing was like all the media that came out about it, like
it had a troubled production.
Yeah. There was so much going on in the production. We're like, okay, well, they're going to fuck this up. And then you see it and it's like, yo, that was really good. Like, why do people act like it's a bad movie? It is not a bad movie. They did a great job.
Another movie along that vein would be 21 Jump Street. I did not want 21 Jump Street at all. And I was like, this is going to be
first
stupid.
One.
And
was
I hate
hilarious.
It.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And I completely left that theater in tears laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one is just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, around that last question, it really boils down to maybe, just maybe, as fans, we should just chill the fuck out until we see it.
Yep.
And we sit here doing a whole lot of ragging on shit that's coming out based on what we hear about it. And well, That's our job as podcasters. But
that's always been my
kind of
my motto. Yeah, I'm not going to rip on something until I watch it.
So none of those Madea movies that you sat through had that effect for you that you thought was going to be shit.
Yeah.
All right, I had to ask.
If anything, they were fantastically terrible, and I would watch them again as just bad movies. They're great in the way that Maniac Cop is great. I understand Maniac Cop is a terrible movie, but it is amazing if you watch a good bad movie.
How'd you just slide that guy in there?
Maniac Cop.
How dare you?
Watch it.
I hate you. All right. Well, with that, do you guys have any final thoughts on this one?
Watch Real Steel. If you've never seen Real Steel.
Oh, my God.
Real Steel is really
it's just
good.
A feel-good movie. It is. Like, when you watch Rocky 1,
oh, no,
it's kind of like
I was still thinking about Steel.
No.
Yeah, no, don't watch Steel. Unless you're Shaq. Shaq says watch Steel. Double feature with Kazam.
Oh, no.
How dare you.
Google me, Chuck.
Oh, wait. That's another one real quick. Shazam.
No, Kazam. I was talking about
Kazam. No, I know. Yeah. But Shazam. Yeah. I did not go into Shazam expecting much and really, really like that.
Yeah,
movie.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's along the same vein as Solo, where it's you don't expect it to be as fun as it is, and you just have a good time with it.
Yeah.
Don't take it too seriously.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Again, I'll one of those it. Movies you turn on a Saturday afternoon while you're cleaning or
I
something.
I feel like this was one of the ones that I was like, you really need to watch it. And you
My
hit me
boyfriend
with the,
said so, too.
And you were like, meh, I'll watch it when I want to. I'll and I'm like, all right, wait, I forgot the rules. I'm not bringing it up again. Yeah. Whatever.
Like I said, put it on in the background while you're cleaning or doing laundry or something. And then you'll find yourself sitting down and watching the rest of it because you enjoy it.
That's how I watched, not Divergent, but what's the other one?
Insurgent?
No.
Because all those movies were
shit. The Maze Runner?
Yes, Maze Runner.
Maze Runner was good?
The first one?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen any of them.
It was so good. It was on in the background. I was like, all right, well, let me find out what these kids are doing.
There's just too many of them at one time.
I haven't watched any of the other ones.
Yeah.
There are so many.
I just feel like at the end of the day, everyone here knows my three major fandoms. You know, Potter, Star Wars, Marvel. My main three.
You're getting into some others.
I am. Yes. I am getting into some others. But just talking about just like things that are doing movies right now and staying away from my Whovian adventures. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of actual movies.
I have not seen them.
Yeah.
Well, like I need the, to. Let the, me. I'm six episodes behind on this season. Let me finish
you,
the season.
If you want to know about the Eighth Doctor exists only in a movie. Mm-hmm. One movie with Eric Roberts as the Master. And then he shows up later in a. Like they made it for American television.
Is it on that place where we go look at movies?
No, but it can be.
Yeah. Okay.
On the Rex.
It was basically called Doctor Who the Movie. And it took place. And he was the seventh Doctor. With Paul McGann.
Yeah. I think that at the end of the day, for the things that I fan out about. There's always going to be something that happens that I don't love. But I love these worlds that have been created. So as a fan, at some point, I need to sit down, shut the fuck up, and just let it be and appreciate the creative juices that even let these things come to be and understand that it's not always going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it's not
just,
my
just a little
creation.
Bit of creative freedom. Allow the creators, you know, a lot of times you might not enjoy it in the immediate, like there might be an episode of something that you just don't enjoy, but you hope that that kind of picks back up and it links into something later
Absolutely.
On down the line.
Yeah. And that's, we've had this debate before, like what my problem has been historically with like the extended universe in Star Wars and having all of the, you know, basically all this fan fiction written. Some of it is really good. Some of it isn't. And you know what? Whatever is in canon or not in canon, whatever, I just love this universe. And at the end of the day, I'm always going to say, but what did the creator think of it?
Yeah.
If
you
if,
literally have 30 years of books books and games in the now classified as legends that you can go back to if you want to see how someone else would have done it differently.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, George Lucas, you ain't shit because you didn't do it the way that insert random fan writer did it. Like, that's just ridiculous. Y'all calm the fuck down.
Yeah, calm down. Stop telling people to kill themselves.
Yeah, like, do stop doing that.
Yeah, stop hassling the actors and the writers.
I do it to Eric and you, but...
That's different. But that's not acceptable.
Yeah, I haven't created anything that billions of people watch.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, especially like don't come for the creators, but especially don't come for the actors who have no say in the fucking scripts that they are performing.
Yep.
Like that's just stupid.
Yeah, you're getting the easy fish in the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, you goddamn bully. Stop bullying people, guys.
Yeah. Don't be dicks.
Yeah. didn't have anything else.
All right. Well, with that, I think everybody knows where we kind of stand on it. But listen, if you want to talk shit about something, you can always write into us. We're happy to talk this shit, but we're not going to go out and attack anybody about it.
I'm not going to go bother Rose Tico and tell her that she looks stupid with her dumb haircut.
That haircut was dumb.
But I'll tell you
fault.
Guys. It's not her.
I know.
She didn't make that decision.
Right. She wasn't in charge of costuming. She's just like, oh, okay, I guess this is what I got to do for this.
And apparently somebody on the set was like, yeah, maybe the haircut's kind of dumb. Let's change it for the next one.
I mean, they didn't do that for Finn because now he's got those little weedy weebies on his head, and I don't like that.
Finn is on his natural journey. You let him live his best life. He was a stormtrooper 2 movies ago.
I don't want to.
No. And also along that vein, and you're not watching it, but I need somebody to tell DC that that stupid fucking blue wig that they have on Rose on Titans is stupid.
They're not gonna.
They're not gonna.
It's such a bad wig. With the quality of lace fronts nowadays, come on, DC. Y'all can do better. All right. Meneer.
Yes. Yeah, that's almost as bad as Raven's wig for the whole first season.
Oh, or that Starfire's first wig. Yeah. But she is living her best damn life this season. She is a queen.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
She'd be great, yeah.
Oh my god, I was
just
thinking the
I just
same
need her
thing.
And Wonder Girl to get together and just
be a couple. Be a couple. Be something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want that?
Yeah.
They have really good chemistry.
Yeah. You can tell that literally from like the first episode of the new season.
Y'all might need to get caught up. Yeah. Chemistry's a little
fuck
days.
Robin.
I mean,
no, I'm talking about Donna and
Donna's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, she's
Donna
in,
is I wanted to punch her in the face last episode. Like she's, I fucking hate
she
her.
She
right
just needs to go back to a van with Starfire and like be homies.
Yep.
Go get tacos.
Is that how it's going to be, homies?
Yep, they're just going to go back into a van and do
or newsflash, Starfire wants donuts. Just remember that. She wants fucking donuts. So maybe Donna will give her a donut.
Mm. I mean, Dick's not doing anything.
Listen, I would give fucking Starfire a donut. That chick looks amazing.
Did they just forget that her and Dick were dicking down a couple of...
I think they're going to come back to it. Yeah. I mean, once you get caught up, I think we may be getting back there, but I digress.
I need them to do more. Also, fun fact, I want people to check out, if you fall down a YouTube rabbit hole, check out Cinema Wins. It's a channel where they basically go through and they look at movies and they basically highlight the best, like what is great about that. They even do it with bad movies that are kind of universally panned. Like, you know, there's something good, and even like sometimes a bad movie, they'll literally start breaking down the technical stuff, like how hard it was to make this,
Sucker
what they did
Punch.
To make it. Yeah.
Terrible movie. It's
they
so
do
pretty.
One of those on Sucker Punch. It made me appreciate it a little bit more, but like I'm trying to be less negative when it comes to movies directly. Like if I didn't like it, I'll probably still hate the episode they do about the Joker. But yeah, like when it's one of those things that I love as a technical person, I like to know a lot about the behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. And even like breaking down like themes in a movie or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff that I geek out about. It'll make me enjoy a movie a little bit.
I feel like I don't need to say this, but can you make sure you put the link to it in our show notes?
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm going to go because I won't remember it until I go look at the
show. Yeah, they talk about old movies. They talk about new movies and even things that you know, stuff that you may have said this movie is just straight up trash. Watch that and you're like, yeah, you know what? I did enjoy that. It, like I said, just trying to be a little bit more positive about not hating
Look
things
at
so
you.
Much.
Is this like a
it's growth.
New year, new you type bullshit
growth.
Thing?
Growth.
You know what that is? It's growth.
Growth.
Oh, well, I ain't growing because
shout out
that.
To Molly on Insecure.
No, not Molly. It was, God, what's her name? Okay, it's Molly.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly.
The best one.
The best one, yeah.
She her, is her and the Thug best Yoda. One. All right.
Growth.
Okay, well, with that, I think we're ready to kind of wrap this up. Manera, did we have a grab bag this week? Are we grab bagging it?
We can do a grab bag. I have maybe two.
All so. Right, grab bag. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, so we had an email from our podcast friend, Derek. Derek is a very busy man, but he'd like to be even busier because he would like to do a podcast with us. He said something fun. So, Derek, we will send you our topics and you pick what you think is the funnest and come on and be fun. Also, your Watchmen podcast, whew. You and Jeff, I know I put it in the Facebook that you guys are amazing, but you and Jeff, like you guys are mwah. I love it. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. So there's that.
Yeah.
You got anything? You want to pipe in?
No, no, no. I'm looking forward to it. I like his Film Trailers podcast. I haven't had a chance to listen to the Watchmen podcast yet, but I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, no. If you're looking for a breakdown, because they went and talked about the movies, and I believe they did the graphic novel first. I didn't do the graphic novel, so I didn't
have
go
they
back.
Have they talked anything about Doomsday Clock yet? That's the current thing happening in the DC Comics, where like they're folding in the Watchmen, the events of Watchmen, the comic, into the current DC Comics. So like at some point, Superman will fight Dr. Manhattan, which I think there's a couple of issues left that they're working on. But
I don't think I heard that, but maybe, because like I said, yeah. I didn't do the
It's still ongoing in the comics. So like they still have a few issues to go. And I bought the first trade. I have yet to read it yet, but I'm interested because I'm a big Watchmen fan. And I like that Alan Moore is not touching it because he hates everything.
Okay. Also, on a personal note, I just want to say thank you to the ladies that I met at the DMV. It was a security guard and the check-in lady. They are starting their own podcast. Thank you for making my day a little bit better and faster. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But no, I appreciate them. And hopefully they are listening because they're starting a podcast.
Nice.
And they started to listen to our podcast.
Oh,
so
yay. Well,
I hope
welcome.
You guys like it. Yes. So, that is, did I say DMV? Sorry. I used to live in Virginia.
MVA.
MVA, yes. In Glen Burnie. Sorry about
I
that.
Still
motor
call
vehicles.
It the DMV.
Yeah, regardless of where you are, because we got listeners all over the place.
Yeah.
Whatever you call your MVP. Department of motor vehicles,
yes.
Manera finessed a fantastic.
I did not.
She finessed a fantastic mm-hmm. experience by just being her lovely self mm-hmm. and talking podcasts with people. Mm-hmm. So
I turned very red and then got very small. And
super
was
shy.
Like, yeah. Cause like, like she was like, you have 31 episodes. And I was like, you found us? And she's like, uh-huh. Earbuds in. I'm like, no, aww. I'm going to go into a corner and die.
It is kind of weird.
It's so weird. It's so weird. But I hope you guys do your podcast because it sounds amazing. The concept sounds amazing. And I hope you find a good title because we'll watch and we'll listen.
Yeah, let us know.
We'll link it up.
Absolutely.
So that's it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we would like to thank you, as always, for listening. If you like the episode, please rate us, drop us a review. Listen, we know some of you guys are listening and not reviewing us, so y'all need to step your review game up.
I mean, and the ones that have reviewed us, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can always do another.
Yep. We'll also, also tell your friends and they can tell their friends and all of that good stuff.
Yes. And we can be friends.
We can definitely be friends. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram for updates on episode drops. Our handle on both is @concentratedpod. Also, as I've said a million times, both Eric and Manera do a fantastic job of updating our feeds during the week with movie news and things that are going on just in the Blurredom community that may be of interest.
Yeah, the Facebook page is mostly just trailers, just keeping you up to date.
We do whatever we
want. There's so many, there's so many trailers that come out that we mm-hmm. might not have time to talk about at the show. So, like, follow the Facebook page and you can keep up.
I actually promised somebody that I would make sure that we post pictures of my sleeve and how it's coming along. Because I had somebody ask me and I was like, oh, yeah, we'll do it. I haven't done it yet.
Do they follow the Instagram?
That's why they asked.
Oh, sorry.
I'll say, take the pictures and let us know. And Manera will throw them on Instagram and I'll throw them on Facebook if you want.
Yeah. But anyway, next week, we are going to be disgusting. We're not going to be disgusting.
I'm disgusting every day.
We're disgusting all the time. Yeah. But we are going to be discussing pair-ups. So basically kind of him with her, like instances where...
Oh, The Rock, we're coming for you.
So Starfire and Wonder Girl? Did I start early?
We're going to be talking about castings and pairings that we thought would work well together. And then once you see it on screen, it's a big wet fart.
Oh, Chris. I've got so much for you, my baby.
So basically, this is just going to be Manera's episode because she's just going to talk about...
It's just going to be Manera going, I didn't like him. Captain America should be with a strong black woman whose name starts with an M and lives in the DMV.
And it also ends with an H and her last name starts with a P.
Mm-hmm. It's me. But no, I've got a lot. I got some thoughts.
No, listen, I know you do. And we want your thoughts because we're pretty sure that all of you listening have watched something and been like, that was the most terrible couple ever. Why the fuck did they do that? We're pretty sure a lot of those will
Arnold
be the
Arnold Schwarzenegger in every movie?
Or Sarah Jessica Parker in every movie.
Well, that's because they haven't paired her with another horse. So
that just, is true. Yeah,
you leave. Good. Matthew Broderick loves that horse.
He does. Brushes her mane and everything.
Ferris a whole Bueller, bowl of carrots ready.
Ferris Bueller loves riding that horse on the sunset and the beach.
Oh my!
It's where they get romantic. He's like, "Here's an apple," and she's like, "Sex in the City 3."
Oh my gosh! Manera just lost her shit.
I think I almost killed Manera.
But we definitely want to hear your thoughts on this. And so you can send us those, obviously, through our social media handles.
Let us know what you would feed Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, my God.
She seems like a carrot girl.
Shut it, Eric. You can also send us those questions or ideas, thoughts, what have you, to our email address at concentratedpodcast, which is, I can't even get it out because I'm thinking about the goddamn carrots, concentratedpodcast@gmail.com, or on Facebook, like Eric said, our page is just Concentrated Podcast. And then lastly, maybe this week we'll get a voicemail. Who knows? But you can leave us a voicemail. Maybe it's Sarah
or Jessica Parker's mad at us.
Going, that's the whole message.
How dare you?
She's Mr. Ed now? Listen, you imagine? I would love that. I always wanted to talk to Mr. Ed.
Sarah Jessica Parker or Mr. Ed or whoever. Matthew Broderick
just puts like some peanut butter on her gums.
Yes.
She's like,
oh my God. The phone number is 301-431-4393. Again, 301-431-4393. And that is it for this shit show.
You think we get canceled this time?
I think we might have just gotten ourselves canceled. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Have a good week.